Sportscast, May 29th, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. Hit subscribe on YouTube. Hit the follow on Periscope. Hit subscribe on iTunes. Then you go to review. It takes 5 seconds. Say this is the best sportscast, best podcast for sports since ESPN. This episode is brought to you by InstaBible app. Download the InstaBible app on the iPhone and get it today and share it to the world. A target date has reportedly been set for the resumption of the 2019-20 NBA season after play was suspended in March due to COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Stadium NBA insider Shams Charania reported on Friday that the league is eyeing July 31st, not June, as the potential restart date for the season, with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and the league office reportedly informing the Board of Governors of a late July return. And joining us, the NBA expert on the sportscast, Kailu Borden. Welcome back.
I appreciate it.
Kailu Borden, obviously, we've been hearing rumors of when this season will be concluded. Many people were thinking June, but now it's July 31st. Kailu, what do you think about these news?
I think the NBA is trying to make the best of the situation. I mean, obviously, they're listening to the doctors, the medical consultants of these cities, their own medical professional, the CDC, the World Health Organization. They're listening to politicians. They're also listening to many different leaders. They're listening to the players. They're listening to the coaches, the trainers. I think it's a situation where the NBA is trying to make the best of the situation and doing the best they can to try to find some closure as well as keep it safe, because there's going to be no perfect solution. So at least if we get some kind of games, at this point, it's going to be better than nothing.
According to Charania, four different formats have been considered for the conclusion of the season if play can resume. The first option listed would see the NBA abandon the remainder of the regular season and go directly to the playoffs. Among the other three options listed out by Charania, including our group stage play, 20 teams total resume play, soccer style, games to determine seeding with a play-in tournament for final seeds, 22 teams total resume play, or all 30 teams finishing what will be an abbreviated 7-2 game regular season before the start of the playoffs. Kailu, which format do you prefer?
I think the NBA is going to have to find a solution best. Not about which one I necessarily prefer. Like, I'm all for like playing regular season games, but they might run out of a situation where they might not have enough time to play regular season games. So just figuring out the options that are best for the league, because the players shouldn't have to start, go straight to the playoffs, because it keeps the risk of injury. But depending on like when they start July 31st, they may not have time to start the regular season. So at least if there are games in the playoffs, they can try to give some kind of champion. It's not going to be perfect because of coronavirus, but they just got to try to, if they're going to play, they just got to try to play.
Now, do you prefer to finish off like this past, this current season, or do you prefer starting a fresh, new little tournament and just see who the champion is?
I mean, the players want to play the regular season so that they can get their legs under them in a 3-week minimum of training camp. But if time doesn't allow itself to do that, you're going to have to go straight to the playoffs. Like, if you get to like July 31st, you're not going to necessarily be able to play 17 games and go next year in such a condensed short period of time. So, I mean, they're going to have to see how long it takes them to get those games in, and also how much games you can be able to get in a short period of time, because the longer you go also impacts next season. And also, you still got to have time for like the draft outside of it in September. You still got to have, you know, free agency. So it just depends. The longer this goes and starting at July 31st, is the less amount of regular season games you can play, or maybe they still play their thing, but they're not going to obviously finish 82. So getting that mutual number down to like maybe 75 or 73, but they're going to have to see how many games they can get in a short period of time. Because remember, you're cramming such a lot amount of games in such a short cramped time without reducing the product on the court.
which also is the question, should all the teams be invited? Like the teams like the New York Knicks or the Golden State Warriors. I mean, do you think, I mean, should less teams go, or do you think all the teams should show up?
No, all the teams shouldn't go. All the teams shouldn't go, but the NBA is at a point where, for number one, they need the money for the 70 teams. There's that, the local threshold, that 70 games for the local market, not the national money. They need that money. They're not making any money right now. And for two, the teams that want to just go straight to the playoffs, they don't want to go straight to the playoffs because the teams need that for the regular season. And they got to give the players something for the lesser teams to come back. So, no, I agree with it. So yeah, that's why the NBA Players Association and the NBA just got to work together. I mean, you're going to hurt some team ceilings. You're going to hurt ownership ceilings. You're going to hurt some player ceilings. If they want to play, they're just going to have to work it out and try to find a champion.
What do you think about the comments from the Trailblazers player, Damian Lillard? He said that if he's not going to go to the playoffs, no point of going to Orlando. What are your thoughts about his comments?
It's understandable from his perspective because obviously it was 17 games to go before the coronavirus on March 11th stopped the world. They were 3.5 back, but I understand where he's coming from and I agree with him. I mean, there's going to be no point for him to come back. But
how is this Blazers team? Was the Blazers team pretty bad before this whole break?
Well, they had a lot of injuries, but they also weren't good on defense, and they weren't good on defense, and even if they were to come back, they would get swept by the Lakers anyway. But that's
another podcast to talk about.
That's without the point, knowing that they play even if they probably were to come back. I don't think they were good enough to make the playoffs anyway, but I agree with Amy Lillard. If you're 3 games to go, if they put 3 games, I can schedule 3.5 back. I mean, there's really no point to come back, but I agree with that.
But also, you know, for this mini tournament, will the champion win an NBA championship itself, or will they just hand them a different trophy? That's another question mark I haven't heard.
No, I think it's going to be an NBA championship. I mean,
okay, good.
It's all about an asterisk. It's a corona. I mean, people are talking about it's an asterisk. It's not an asterisk. We're dealing with a middle of a pandemic, and people are coming out there, it's going to be an asterisk. It's the same when LeBron James won a championship in a lockout season, 66 games. It happened in 99. There's going to be no asterisk. I don't care if the Grizzlies win the championship. Yeah, they went and not won a championship thing, but they should get crowned like everybody else. It would suck as a Laker fan, but they should get crowned like everybody else. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and if they're able to play and have a season, and whoever gets crowned the champion, they're a legit champion.
The fourth option, which is all 30 teams finishing what would be an abbreviated 72-game regular season before the start of the playoffs. The Charlotte Hornets, which the owner is Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player of all time, reportedly advocated on 4 player safety during a league phone call Friday and not simply having players return for meaningless games. This is the same for Damian Lillard. Argument. Alas, it appears rather unlikely that the NBA would opt for a route that involves all 30 teams returning to play, sources told Sharania. So the likelihood is not all the teams. Would you advocate as well? You don't think all 30 teams should go?
No, I don't think all 30 teams should go, and I don't think that it's justified. But I think from a league standpoint, if they shall choose that to be the ride. I think it's going to be a situation where they got to find a way to get some more that 70-game threshold. A lot of it's going to also come down to how much money the league's lost. And they lost $600 million to China, and they're losing a lot of money to keep now. So,
yeah. We had a sportscast earlier this week, and Ryan Christ agrees with us that, hey, there's no point in bringing the New York Knicks or the Golden State Warriors. But aren't the Warriors, I mean, isn't Klay Thompson ready?
No, I don't think Klay Thompson should be busting come back. I think a lot of you are making about Kevin Durant come back.
No, he shouldn't come back. That's very tender.
Yeah, he shouldn't come back. And I also think Klay Thompson should come back. You're out of it. You know, just keep the season. You're going to be under wraps next year. And the worst thing you want to come back from is an injury in which it's already going to be you're going to be playing such a packed amount of games in a short period of time for a player that hasn't played all year. Doesn't matter. Being 100% in warm-ups and game shape is completely different than actually going in a game. He has to have a Kevin Durant last year when they tried to rush him back. And I think that's what will happen in the season. I don't want to play in a situation as tight as the playoffs. I'm going to have a long game. It's not like a story we see in previous seasons where you have a game, then you have a day off, and then you play again. They're going to have players play two straight days, three straight days. You get this only by September and October. A draft has to happen before next season. And also, you got to have some type of free agency. You got to have players off, you know, for 2020, 2021. You got to factor in the draft hasn't happened. They got to push back free agency. You still have summer league. You have to do summer league. Unless, I mean, you don't have to do summer league, but you still have to have some type of draft for the college players. And you still have to have some type of free agency for this year's class. So you got to also think about that as well.
I forgot about the summer league. That's not good for like the rook coming in. Anyways, also a other headline that Brian Windhorst talked about, I think on his podcast, that the league is going to set up a playoff plan to make sure Zion Williamson is involved. Windhorst told this morning, actually, on ESPN's Get Up, paranoia is at the top of the list with anything in the NBA. This is the course of my 18 years covering the league. They're always paranoid about everything. The league is screwing me, and they're helping that guy. In this case, there's a number of different reasons why the league would want to have 20 or 24 teams, a number of different reasons to get extra games, but most of these scenarios, including having Zion Williamson in the postseason. Kailu, is Zion a important situation with the NBA? I mean, like, is he the new Shaq?
The league makes Papa has no stars, and that's said over and over. The NBA is immensely popular because, unlike every other sport, like you, even though in football and baseball, you know these guys when they're in high school, the NBA guys, they sell sneakers. Like you don't see people wearing cleats. Like they sell sneakers. They sell athletic material. These guys, you know about them in high school. Some of them you know about in middle school, and they control both aspects of the game more than any other sport. So of course, the league is going to want Zion in from a dollar and cent standpoint.
Yeah, Zion Williamson is definitely a big figurehead. He's only a rookie, but we'll see. How are the Pelicans doing before the pandemic happened?
I mean, they were doing fine. They were doing fine in terms of like how Zion was personally playing, how they were like treating the minutes. It was getting better, but as a team, they were starting to slide to like the Memphis Grizzlies. But they still had some games head-to-head against the teams that are headed.
We'll see what happens. Of course, we'll keep you up to date. This report today about NBA coming back on July 31st sounds very legitimate, according to Sharania. Of course, we'll definitely keep you updated. Break it first on the Sportscast or on the sportscast.net. Other headline, NBA headlines. NBA could start free agency before 2020 draft takes place. Free agency was slated to begin on June 30th, one month from now at 6 p.m. However, that is guaranteed to be pushed back as the league tries to figure out its calendar for the future. The unprecedented situation that the league is in is creating an opportunity for changes to the schedule, and one change that's being discussed is moving free agency ahead of the draft, according to Philadelphia's Inquirer's Keith Pompey. This topic is on the table for discussion during the NBA's Board of Governors meeting that is expected to take place on Friday, today. Although Pompey notes that no decision on the draft and free agency is expected to come out of it, as figuring out returning to play is the more important discussion point, of course. So, Kailu, do you think the free agency could move before the draft, and is that a smart thing to do?
I think personally the league got to figure out about playing first before they figure out free agency. Like you can't have talks about free agency right now before the league is able to play, because a lot of these teams free agency decisions depending on if they're winning. Like Giannis going in free agency next year. You can't talk about his free agency because you got to see where the Bucks end up going. It's similar to the Kevin Durant situation. They would have won that season. Maybe he doesn't leave Oklahoma City. So I don't think it's fair to, like, talk about free agency see calendar dates until they're able to come back and play, until we actually could see, like, look, have on the court, like, make some of these free agent decisions. Because a lot of it happens free agency about what happens in the playoffs. And without the playoffs, I don't think anyone's going to be making any free agency.
Yeah, it's a quite order for the NBA to happen. What have you heard for next season? When is that start date that they want to do?
Well, it depends when they get the season started. I mean, it's tough to really have, like, a date, and that sucks. But, like, it's tough to have a date. Because if you start July 31st, ideally, keeping up with the typical NBA schedule, you have the training camp, which usually starts in October. Obviously, that's not going to happen. So you still got to have the draft. Then even if you cancel summer league, you got to have free agency. Then you got to give the players at least 2 months, 3 months off, considering that, you know, you condense such a short amount of time and such a long amount of time. Even though the players have been off, you got to give them a 3-week training camp. Can't expect them to come back and go to games. So you have that. You're going to have 3 weeks of that. So you're looking at maybe like a December start. But even then, we didn't even know a start because July 31st is a very promising date. But there's also a chance that that may not happen if it gets worse. Hopefully it doesn't. But, you know, July 31st, it just depends on when the NBA, you know, is able to finish the playoffs and that soon. And we don't even know, even though it's done July 31st, it could be 5 games, could be 7 games. Things get pushed back. So just hoping for the best.
Hoping for the best, of course. I've heard that December start date for the next season. So it might look like the 1999 season where they had about 50 games. It'd probably be a little bit more than that. But, you know, you just got to condense some things and work around what's going on with the current events. Matthew Judon signed franchise tender with the Baltimore Ravens. Judon is officially now under contract for the 2020 season. The Ravens outside linebacker signed for 1 year franchise tag last night, as first reported by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. The Ravens placed the tag on Judon on March 13th. Kailu, how important is a signing like Matthew Judon?
It's a good pickup. We need pass rushers in the AFC North, so it's a good pickup.
What do you think about the AFC North?
It's a good Well, I think Baker's going to have to take the next step. The Ravens are going to take a little bit of a step back. They're not going to be as dominant 14-2, but the Steelers are going to see what Big Ben. They have a really good defense. A lot of people expect them to have the best defense in the league. They should have one of the best defenses in the league. So they're going to be well coached. They won 8 games last year. They should be really good. They get Big Ben back this year, who is obviously in decline, but he's going to be better than the 4th-string quarterback that they had last year. So they should take a step forward in a lot of ways. And it's going to be a competitive division.
We heard about Clowney joining the Browns. I heard that is a possibility, and I believe the Browns offered him what he wanted, but he turned it down. What are your thoughts about that?
I don't think Clowney's going to go here. The Browns have a lot of organizational, you know, instability, so Clowney's looking for organizational instability. He can go to Cleveland. And if he wants money, it's not me, he can go to Cleveland. But personally, for me, he can go wherever team he wants, but personally for me, he should just stay with Seattle. I mean, he's going to be contending. The Browns have a really, really great roster, but, you know, due to, like, their owner, and this is the 3rd year in 3 years, even though you want to give Kevin Stefanski a chance, and you should give him a chance, he's new, but the Browns have had 3 coaches in 3 years. He should be best to compromise and stay in Seattle. But, again, it's up to him.
Definitely. We'll definitely look at what's going to happen with him. Judon was reportedly tagged as a linebacker, which means he would make roughly $16.3 million during the 2020 season. So the Ravens are looking good, but according to Kailu, they might take a step back. We'll see how the AFC North is. Of course, you got the Browns, Steelers, Ravens, and who's that last person, last team?
The Browns, the Ravens, and you have the Bengals.
Which they just got a new quarterback from the draft. NFL owners approve 3 rule changes for 2020 season. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reported on Thursday that the league owners gave approval to 3 rule change proposals that will go in effect this upcoming season. Proposal number 2, 8, and 9 from the list that was made public by the league earlier this month receive approval from the owners, with at least 75% of the owners voting in favor of each. Effective this season, the league will see permanent expansion of automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays, turnovers negated by a foul, which is number two. The next one was expanded defensive less player protection for kick and punt returners. And lastly, the prevention of teams from manipulating the game clock with multiple deal ball fouls. Which of these rules stands out the most for you?
For me, even though the Patriots and the Titans both manipulated the clock, it wasn't as big seen as this year. Made the motionless defenseless player because it's just keep the game safe. Get the game as safe as you can. Football is going to be violent. So it's going to be a violent sport to a great degree, but they got to be able to control the things that they can control, and eliminating the cheap shots out the game would definitely help the game in a positive direction.
One of the most notable and radical proposals for the 2020 season submitted by the Philadelphia Eagles was for the league to usher in alternative to onside kicks, a fourth and 15th attempt from one's own 25-yard line. The rule, however, was tabled for further discussion. According to Pelissero, had league owners voted on the proposal and it passed, the rule would have seen the opposing team take over possession from wherever the play ended if the team with the ball did not convert. There will also be limits in place as to how many times per game a team could utilize the attempt. Interesting rule. What are your thoughts about that?
I just simply think that defenses and special teams are going to just hate it. I mean, for the offense, it's great, but defensive coaches and special teams players are going to hate it.
Yeah, I think, you know, like these rule changes are interesting. The one that I thought that I think it was the legal permit will have permanent expansion of automatic replay reviews to include scoring plays and turnovers negated by a foul. So having more replays, will that slow down the game, or do you think that's appropriate?
Well, it depends how long the replay take. I mean, if the replay is going to take 5 minutes, I mean, we're all not going to have a problem about watching it, but it's about the quality of the replay. If something's obvious and, like, there's, like, a lot of angles, I mean, it's tough to call in the field because we're not the one calling in the field. But I mean, it depends how long these replays take. I mean, when you're watching a game, like you're having like where the like, let's say go, but depends the quality and the efficiency of these replays. If they're just gonna leave the call the same, that's an obvious call. Then there's not gonna be a point in actually thing. Like for example, with the pass interference rule, like they had it for 1 year and then they ended up seeing, even though it's great to try. And then they're just backfiring. I mean, they did more harm than good. So even though the initial thing was a good idea, it just turned out to backfire and do more harm than good. And then they got rid of it in 1 year. So it ended up being, you know, waste of time.
Definitely time is everything. And right now they're going through a debate with soccer in Europe and also internationally where these replays are trying to make the decisions. They take too long. The goal is to have 2 minutes and, you know, and just have it resolved quick. But, you know, sometimes these replays have to be done, you know, because one play could affect the whole game.
It's like the swipe tag in baseball. I was compared to the swipe tag in baseball. Like when a fielder comes off the base, they used to, I don't know if you remember, but they used to like let you have like the neighborhood play. Like if your foot's close to the base as a second baseman on a double play. Now they don't do that anymore because like every time, like, if a defender in the neighborhood play, the play ended up going too close, and, like, you just can't tell if he's safe or out. So that's why they end up getting that rule out of there, and you actually got touched the base as a second baseman on shortstop.
Sports and the clock really goes together, and time is everything, of course. Major League Baseball, Kalu, is going through discussions this week. A lot of the players are kind of, like, they don't want to lower their pay. Obviously, it's between the union and the league. What have you heard lately?
I've heard that the players are just coming out bickering. The owners don't like the deal. And my stance is I'm not taking the players' side and I'm not taking the owners' side. The players last year, when they had 162 games, it's in the CBA that they're going to get paid their pay right. However, in the labor agreement that they signed last month, they agreed that this year would give the player the extra service time. Both the players and the owners are going to take a hit. It's about who's going to take the hit. Worse and how much hit are you willing to live with? The the fans are not going to be allowed in the stadium. That's non-negotiable. So the owners are going to take a hit from that. And 40%, the players don't trust the owners. They don't believe it's 40%. The owners and the players are going to have to work it out, because you know who end up losing in this? Baseball is a sport. If they can't come to a resolution and the other leagues come back and it's not due to safety and the players can't come back and the owners can't work together and make the finances work, baseball loses. Because I love baseball, but the sport's over 60. And baseball is going to have to figure it out, because you're already the third sport. Football is, and the NBA is number one and two. And if the NBA pushes their season back from December to August and that becomes permanent, which some people want the NBA Act to do, baseball is going to have some competition in the summer. And they're not going to win that battle. And they're facing a shortage already with their players. Like, if their players shouldn't be leaking this. Their players should talk to their owner, talk to their agent, not their owner, talk to their agent and talk to the players' association. They shouldn't be leaking this, and the owners shouldn't be leaking it. If the players and the owners want to play, they're going to have to work together, get the finances right, and make it work. Because if they don't play, the owners and the players don't understand. They both lose out, because the game is getting older, and people are, you know, in the summer, baseball is already too long, and the players and the owners are going to just have to be able to work together, to be honest.
Yeah, these talks and this whole pandemic, we realized which league is the most complicated, obviously, between like their own player union and the league.
I don't think it's being complicated. I think it more has to do with the relationship and the scrape between 94. Because baseball, they have one of the strongest unions. But what they both going to have to understand is that in a time of pandemic, if you really want to play the sport, and the finances are very important, if you really, really want to play and dug out to play, and the health doesn't stop you, and you can't play because of this, and the other leagues are able to come back, especially when you're struggling as a sport, and last year only one team lost value in the league with Marlins, and the Royals sold for $1 billion, they're going to have to come together and work it out and figure out a way to be able to play if they want to play. Because if not, the sport loses. Because if the NBA and the NHL come back, they're going to be open in the summer. Baseball is just going to be sitting there watching.
The relationship it is all about the relationship. Okay, so take a guess. When will the baseball start up again? What's your gut tell you?
Well, the players and the owners, again, they're going to have to work together. If they don't work together and get a deal done, I mean, they're not even talks. I mean, you got players just leaking everything. You got owners leaking to reporters. The players and the owners should just not make a comment. You don't have to leak your air grievances out on Twitter. I mean, it's your platform, but it doesn't help the matter. You're angering the fans and the owners, and the players are doing the same thing. Even though they're right, the players are right, some of their frustrations are right, and the owners have just the same frustrations, just the same concern. If you have a concern, tell your agent. Tell Tony Clark. That's his job. You shouldn't
There's too much leaking going on.
Yeah, there's just too much leaking. Just say we're
That's
close
not good.
To a deal or we're not close to a deal. You don't have to, like, leak. You don't see the other sports leaking a bunch of material. That's not going to be helpful in terms of negotiation standpoint. It's just not going to be helpful.
It's not going to be helpful.
To leak it to the public.
Yeah. The last strike was it. I mean, well, it's not a strike. But the last time baseball was on pause was from the strike in 1994, right?
Yeah, they canceled the World Series in 94.
That is. So this is not the first for Major League Baseball. This could happen again. So, there's no time frame where they get this done, right?
Well, the goal for them is to obviously play by July 4, because, I mean, if you want to get the maximum amount of games in, if you want to play 80 games, you don't want to just play 100. You're not going to be able to play 100 games in 2 months. So, if you want to get the most games possible as a baseball, time is of the essence. And I've said all these sports leagues, if you want to get the most games possible and you want to get a 5-game series and a 7-game series, you got to get the most games in possible without compromising your sport. Because you don't want to play 70 games and then only 35 of them are quality. What good does that do for the sport? You want to make sure that you play enough games to satisfy your fans as well as also have them quality. Because I've always said quality is important in these games. I don't want NBA players to be starting on July 1st and then half of them hasn't took a shot since March 11th, that's going to be bad for the sport, even though they're coming back. People don't realize, just because you're coming back, I also want the quality of the sport to be good when they come back.
Kyle Borden, you're more passionate about baseball than basketball.
Well, baseball's really getting on my nerves with their proposals right now.
I'm telling you, man, it's a complicated relationship. Let's call it that.
Very complicated.
Anyways, how are your Yankees doing? Anywhere from the Yankees?
Well, the Yankees are doing fine. I've seen recently the Yankees are just releasing statements to healthcare workers. Garrett Cole's been training with his wife, softball pitcher, Amy, in Greenwich, Connecticut, where they live. They're expecting a baby in June. Gleyber Torres and the shortstop of the Yankees have been doing fine. Aaron Judge had something with his girlfriend, but we're not going to talk about that. So the players have been doing fine. Cease is about the ex-Yankee flags and podcast, RTC2 podcast, which is a really good podcast. He was from pitcher for the Yankees, obviously, last year, and other teams as well. So they've been doing pretty fine.
But this was going to be their season to win it. That's what I've heard.
No, I think it still is. I mean, I think that they're still going to be the favorite to win it. And the Astros thing won't die down just because there's a pandemic, the cheating thing. Even though without the fans, the Astros are still not forgiven for what they did to the league.
Yes, those memories cannot be forgotten. Anyways, we're on the Acela train. We're heading towards our stop. Ren question, Kailu, national paperclip today. National paperclip. Do you use paperclips, Kailu, and for what?
I use paperclips to just like organize materials. I love paperclips.
Do your school use paperclips?
Yeah, we use paperclips a lot to like organize stuff and like just keep things organized. So, yeah, paperclips are very common, not just in school, but in offices, just to keep things, you know, just to keep things organized.
Another wild card random question. Who will start first, MLB or the NBA?
Well, the NBA, because they actually have a date in mind. And so
they got conversations going.
Well, conversations, but the NBA is actually, like, laying out actual, like, you know, the leagues are going to communicate because, I mean, you have to communicate with your players.
You got to.
I mean,
yeah.
You just can't – you got to keep the communication going, so – but you got to have, like, some – that's, what, like, the talks thing. But, like, at a certain point, you got to get some, like, hard dates because as a league, like, you can have these conversations. But, like, if you really, really interested in playing, at some point, you got to have, like, some hard – we're playing July 31st. Because players like Luka Doncic, he's in his country right now. If he comes to his country, he's going to have a 14-day quarantine. And even if that's accelerated for him to be able to come in his country, which I think it probably would be, you got to let him know in advance. He's got to get a flight out. Even though he has a private jet, he's got to be, you know, get cleared through the country. And he's got to come back to Dallas. He's got to train, get himself set up, and then get ready to play. So, and then if it's at one location, everybody's got to gather there, you know. And everybody's somehow having their family there. So it's got a lot of logistics.
Kailu Borden has a lot of logistics going on with the NBA, Major League Baseball, but we're definitely seeing the characteristics of these leagues and how they function. So far, the NFL is pretty good. The NFL has been, like, pretty solid.
Well, the NFL doesn't have anything to worry about because nothing started. So people think the NFL is great.
We'll see what happens in August.
We'll see what happens in August because, again, at some point the teams are going to have to get it. Again, the NFL's gotten unscathed because when the season hasn't started, you can do the draft virtual at the standpoint. But when people have to gather in camps and it's sweating in July and close to August, we'll see that 90-man roster and we'll see then. Not
yeah.
Tell with the NFL too.
Hey, you know, thank God, because NFL is the best league in the world, in my opinion. In my opinion.
Yeah, your opinion.
Who do you think is the best league in the world?
The NBA.
Well, that's very debatable. But hey, we'll talk about that later in another podcast. Kailu Borden, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about how to make a great hot dog?
You can reach me at Kailu Borden 12 on both Twitter and Instagram.
And you can reach us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or at thesportscast1. We got a few important shows coming up in the next few weeks. We'll be announcing it very soon. A notable coach from college football, Georgia, just a little bit of a preview. And, of course, we'll be tracking MLB. There's a lot going on throughout the weekend. MLB does have talks in the weekend, so we'll definitely see what's going on. This weekend is Bundesliga and some NASCAR. No golfing yet, I believe. But in June, we'll see more soccer. Premier League has announced they'll be back on June 17th, and also La Liga is coming back next month as well. And we won't see the NBA until July 31st. I wish it was sooner, but it happens. Anyways, Kailu, always a pleasure, man.
I appreciate it.